It's good to be with everybody this morning. As always, I'm greatly encouraged by all those who are health, their knowledge from ancient times. The books were written on stone, on clay, on papyrus, on the skins of animals, and then eventually on paper. And now in this age, many times it's just they only exist in electronic format. When we write something, it can't be unwritten. Something written is important on some level, or we don't write it down at all. In those ancient times, when books were much rarer than they are now, and really under the province of rulers and kings and the wealthy, the greatest honor that could be bestowed was to be included in one of these books so that you would be remembered. A favorite verse of mine, a favorite story of mine, comes from Esther, and I don't know why, but for some reason, the first time I ever heard the story, this thing caught my attention, and to this day, I'm fascinated by it. In Esther 6 and verse 1, Esther 6 and 1, it reads, "The king honors Mordecai. On that night, the king could not sleep, and he gave orders to bring the book of memorable deeds, the Chronicles. And they were read before the king, and it was found written how Mordecai had told about Bigthana and Teresh, two of the king's eunuchs who had guarded the threshold and who had sought to lay hands on King Ahasuerus." So earlier in the story, Mordecai foiled this attempt of assassination, and that deed was recorded in this book of memorable deeds. And the king would call for this book to be brought whenever he was bored and had nothing to do and be read from so he could remember these things that happened. And I always thought whenever I was young, and still do now, how neat it was that he had a book that he wrote of memorable deeds. So anything this king found to be something that was good or right or worthy, he would have it written down in this book. And I always was fascinated by that idea, and I thought it was a good idea that people should have a place when someone does something that they write that thing down so that they can remember it. A lot of times these end up in stories about your family, about memorable deeds, right? Stories about people that you've known. But in this case, it was written down in this great chronicle, in this book of deeds. And it was a great honor to be in there. And him being in there ended up, in the long run, paying off quite well for him. So many seek fame in this world, and they seek immortality through history, through fame, through the books or written word in our modern world. They want their names written down. They want their names out there. They want their names on buildings, on statues. They're written down in books and in stories. But the reality is all these earthly tombs don't provide any real immortality. There's no real immortality in these books. As we found, there were people who were written about in ancient times, and the books that they were written about have gone away. Whole libraries were burned. We have no account of the things that were lost, the chronicles that have been lost over time. So there's no immortality in these books in this world, and many brave and courageous deeds that have happened in this world were never recorded to begin with. They go unrecorded in the pages of history. That said, we know from the Bible that all deeds of men are watched, and all deeds are written down. Acts 10, 1 through 5. At Caesarea there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion of what was known as the Italian cohort, a devout man who feared God with all his household, gave alms generously to the people, and prayed continually to God. About the ninth hour of the day, he saw clearly in a vision an angel of God come in and say to him, "Cornelius." And he stared at him in terror and said, "What is it, Lord?" And he said to him, "Your prayers and your alms have ascended as a memorial before God. And now send men to Joppa and bring one Simon, who is called Peter." Cornelius was being watched. The things that Cornelius had done were being recorded. When the angel appeared to him, he was in terror, but the angel appeared to him because of what he had done, because of how he had lived, because of the deeds that he had recorded in his life. God keeps a book in whose pages all our names are written. But some of us will not keep our names in this book. Exodus 32 and 32 reads, "But now if you will forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written." But the Lord said to Moses, "Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book." Our struggles, all our victories, all our defeats, all our love, all of our hate is written there. Every smile and every tear. Psalms 56 and 8. Psalms 56 and 8. "You have kept count of my tossings, put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?" The book remembers godly fear and the respect and disrespect shown to the Lord. Malachi 3 and 16. "Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name." So those whose names stay in the book will have eternal life. With the book of life, the book of life is the name of the book. It's named elsewhere. If your name is not written there when you die, it never will be. Philippians 4:2. "I entreat Euodia and I entreat Syntyche to agree in the Lord. Yes, I ask you also, true companion, help these women who have labored side by side with me in the gospel together with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers, whose names are in the book of life." Jesus Christ will champion and confess those whose names are there. It is a book of his friends, and every friend he has is written there from the beginning until the end. If your name is in the book, it sits right next to the names of his ancient friends. Revelations 3 and 5. Revelations 3 and 5. "The one who conquers will be clothed thus in white garments, and I will never blot his name out of the book of life. I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels." Revelation 17 and 8. Revelation 17 and 8. "The beast that you saw was and is not, and is about to rise from the bottomless pit and go to destruction. And the dwellers on earth, whose names have not been written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, will marvel to see the beast, because it was and is not and is to come. In the end, all that is written in this book will judge the dead." As we go through this life, all that is written in this book will judge the dead. Revelations 20 and 12. Revelations 20 and 12. "I saw the dead, great and small, standing before the throne, and books were opened. Then another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged by what was written in the books, according to what they had done. And the sea gave up the dead who were in it. Death and Hades gave up the dead that were in them. And they were judged, and each one of them according to what they had done. Then death and Hades were thrown into the lake of fire. This is the second death, the lake of fire. And if anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, he was thrown into the lake of fire." So the thing for us to remember is that there is nothing that we do, whether it's written in the books of men or not, that's forgotten. There's nothing that we do that doesn't get paid attention to. There's nothing that we do that doesn't get written down. That the greatest book records the deeds of all men, because the deeds of all men are great. Everything we do from the time we rise up to the time we go to bed at night, those are great deeds to the Lord. They're great deeds for good, they're great deeds for evil, and they're recorded. So unlike the king who recorded only those deeds that affected him and only saw what he saw, God sees everything. He sees all of our deeds all the day long. You're writing in the pages of your book right now. What you did yesterday is written down. What you're doing now is being written down. If you are alive in the morning, you'll have a chance to add to your chapter in the book to keep your name unblotted, to add to God's chronicles of all men and women that will ever live. When you leave here today, everything you do is seen and is written down, and one day it will be read. Think about and shape what will be written down about you in the coming week, in the coming month, in the coming year. Will you be recorded as a lover of God with great deeds of sacrifice, or will you be recorded how you served yourself and how you served the world? You can read the scripture to see what deeds and what actions made God proud in the past. We have an entire book of the stories of God's people. And you can tell when you read the scriptures from the Old Testament all the way through to the New, you can see where God was proud of what someone did. The story of Job, God talks about being proud of Job. He says, "Behold my servant Job." Right? There are many stories in the Bible that God has recorded for us to see what makes him proud. Those deeds of men that men should be ashamed of, and those deeds of men that men should be proud of, the people that made God proud are recorded throughout the chronicles of the Bible, the Old Testament and the New. And so we can get a very good sense of what it is that we should have in our life, those deeds that we should be fulfilling in our own lives, by looking to see what God has held up in the Scriptures. Let each one of us search for deeds and actions like those. Deeds and actions that we see God being proud of, that we see God telling us he is proud of. He loves you, and he gave you this life to write your own story. Will it be one in which you love him back, or one in which you walk away from him? Each of us has to decide that each day, each moment, each week. Each of us is writing our own book, literally with our own name on it. You know, you look at the Old Testament, and I always thought this was, when I was a kid, I was always amazed by this, that there were people whose names were recorded on these books. These people did great things. In some cases, did terrible things. In some cases, they did great and terrible things, right? But they were important, and God wrote them down. God recorded them. Well, what you learn when you go through the scriptures and you read about the book of life and you read about judgment is that God thinks that we all are important enough that our name has a chapter on it. And everything that we do is being written down. And what we are living is no less important than what they were living. What we do each day is no less important. What I do each day is no less important than what Moses did each day or what Abraham did each day. And what each person in this building does today or tomorrow is no less important than what Adam did or than what Noah did to God. So you're writing in the pages of this book. What you did yesterday is written down. What you did today is written down. Each of us is writing our own chapter. And you're deciding each day what will be in the book. You're deciding what will be in the book to be read about you on that last day. I can tell you personally, I'm ashamed of some of the things that are written in my book. And I'm proud of other things that are written in my book. But I know one thing, that every day I control the pen. Every day I decide what gets written in that book that's mine. And every day each one of you decides what gets written in the book that's yours. And I can't write in your book and you can't write in mine. So all I would do today is to urge that we remember this. That each day, in each moment, you've got a blank page before you. And as we face each day, I'd urge you not to waste the page on the world, but to fill your book with stories of your love for God and your neighbors. Think each morning about the blank page that is before you that day, and be intentional about what you write into it. Because God loves you. And he's watching you. He's watching us each build and write our story. That's the lesson today. It's brief, I know, but it covers everything that I wanted to cover. I've given you the scriptures, and I think every word of it's true. And I don't think there's any this book of God's is not some sort of a allegory or some sort of a symbol. This is a real thing. When it's spoken about in the scriptures, it's spoken about as a real thing. It exists. Today it's being written in. Right now it's being written in. It was written in yesterday, and it was written in all the way back to the beginning when Adam was here. And it'll be written in as long as there are people here. And the only chance we have to put anything in that book is the time we have right now, and the time we have this afternoon, and with the time we have tomorrow, until we don't have any time left. So I would encourage everyone, as you get up each morning and you pray to the Lord, to remember that that day is a new day, and you can write whatever you want in your book that day, so that those stories one day are going to be told. I didn't speak a lot today about the pathway to salvation. I didn't speak a whole lot about the Word, but the book that we have, where we have the truth from God, is the Bible. And if you've read the Bible and you understand that Christ is the Son of God, and you understand that you have sin in your life, and you understand that you want to repent of that sin, ask for remission of that, ask for forgiveness of those sins, that you want to be baptized for the remission of those sins, and live as a Christian. You understand that you want to come out of the world and die to this world and live your life for God in love. Then we're here to help you in any way we can. We always are here. If you need the prayers of the congregation for any reason, in any way, need our assistance in any way, please let us know. We will do what we can to help you.